Welcome to the Journey to Emerge, From Hidden to Heard podcast, where women step fully into their power, hosted by Sequoia T. Gilyard. This is a space to explore the messy, beautiful truth of becoming who you were always meant to be. Whether you're thriving but craving more, rebuilding after a setback, or finally ready to stop dimming your light, you belong here. Let's dive in.
Sequoia T. Gilyard, the Kingdom Connector. And I have the pleasure of having Andrea Harrison, the Chief Shine Officer, on the Journey to Emerge podcast. Hey, Andrea.
Hey, Sequoia. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Listen, it has been a long, long time awaiting, okay? So I am super duper excited that we finally have you on here, because you've been booked and busy with so many other podcasts, and you know, you've been all over Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I mean, I'm like, Andrea, are you gonna come over here and show the Journey to Emerge podcast some love?
always have time for you, Sequoia.
Thank you. Well, let me let the listeners know how awesome and amazing you are, because I know from our personal connection how awesome and amazing you are. But let me give the listeners a little bit of history on Miss Andrea Harrison, the Chief Shine Officer. So Andrea Harrison is a visibility and branding strategist, author of Show Up and Shine, who empowers women to step out of hiding and show up with confidence and consistency. With nearly 3 years of weekday live broadcasts and a thriving community built through daily connection, she teaches proven strategies that turn visibility into influence and income. Her real-life approach was shaped by her watching her daughter boldly pursue and achieve her dream of photographing Barack Obama at just 9 years old. Oh my gosh, let's give it up, okay? Because that is so amazing. I mean, how many people can say that first and foremost, they photograph Obama, and then at 9 years old to do that? Ooh, go ahead, girl. And she's reinforcing the power of showing up before you feel ready. Andrea, thank you for being here. Thank you so much. So I know that we're going to have an amazing and fun conversation today. But before we get into the conversation, I want them to get to know you a little bit more besides your professional career experience. So we're going to do some spitfire questions. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Now, it might start some fights. So, you know, just be careful how you answer, but answer honestly, but just be mindful that it might start some fights, okay?
So are you ready? I already know what questions are going to be.
Okay, first question, Biggie or Tupac?
Oh, that's hard.
I told you.
Oh, so hard. How do I choose? And I'm from New York too.
You have to.
Oh my gosh. How can
I told you
to me?
I gave you the warning ahead of time.
You don't play fair straight out the box.
I gave you a warning ahead of time.
Biggie Pac.
Okay, so we're going to do a blend of the two. Okay. All right, so Run DMC or LL Cool J?
Okay, I'm going to have to go with LL Cool J.
Okay.
I love Run DMC, but I'm going to have to go with LL Cool J.
Okay, so that one you can handle. Okay, I got you. So we're going to do a Bronx summer block party or a rooftop chill session?
Oh, Bronx summer block party all day, baby.
Okay. Old school boombox or modern streaming?
Old school boombox.
Okay. East Coast or West Coast hip hop?
Is that even a question?
It's a question.
East Coast.
Okay, let me get you out the danger zone, okay? So gold, gold or silver?
Silver.
Okay, statement earrings or layered necklace?
Oh, statement earrings all day long.
Awesome, awesome. Bold prints or solid colors?
I like to do both. I've always done, like, I've always worn black all the time, and I'm really trying to come out of that. So I'm going to go with bold prints.
Okay, okay. So bright colors or neutral tones in your designs?
Ooh, bright colors.
Yes, that is very accurate. Mac or PC?
Mac.
Beach vacation or city adventure?
City adventure.
Early bird or night owl?
Night owl.
She'd be upgrading her designs, y'all. 90s fashion comeback or keep it in the past?
Yeah, keep it in the past.
Okay, the last one, vinyl records or a digital playlist?
Well, it all depends what we're doing with it. So okay. If I'm listening, we're going to go with digital.
Okay.
But my husband's a DJ, and so sometimes we do break out the records. But for the purposes of this interview, we'll go with the digital downloads, the digital.
Okay. Okay, see, it wasn't too bad. You know, I started off, you know, like I said, it's going to start some wars. But, you know, we got into some, you know, safe territories. So you did very well.
I don't know if I'm going to have any friends after this interview, but.
Listen, if your friends from New York listen to this, I promise you, y'all still have love for Andrea. She was just being honest, okay? Okay, Andrea, so we are going to dive into today's topic, the art of showing up and shining. And as the chief shine officer, can you let my listeners know, what does it mean to show up and shine?
So as someone who has hidden behind her weight, has hidden behind her hair, the two things that have always been an issue for me my entire life is getting the hair right, losing weight, gaining weight, losing weight, gaining weight. As someone who is hidden behind that, even sometimes hiding behind my loud voice and my loud personality, showing up and shining is really coming out of hiding, not playing small anymore, not trying to dim your light so that other people can feel comfortable. And it's about shining and being all who God created you and designed you to be. And for me, showing up and shining is going live, but that's not the only way to show up and shine. It really is about walking out your purpose confidently, your God purpose confidently.
Yes, I love that. You said a whole mouthful, but I think one of the things that as soon as you said it was about us dimming our light so others can feel comfortable. Can you shed a little bit more light on why do you feel like, especially women, why we feel that we have to dim our light to make others feel comfortable?
I think it might come from, and this is just my experience, when I was younger, sometimes, you know, going to different homes, family, friends, whatever, and just me being me, being, like I said, being loud, having a big personality, at the time being a leader, but not really understanding what being a leader was at that age. And sometimes maybe coming across as bossy and people not understanding who you are truly. And they want to know, well, why do you have to? Why are you like that? And I think that when that happens to us too many times in life as a child, in school, in high school, in college, as an adult at work, we tend to start just taking steps back. Ever so slightly, just taking steps back, especially sometimes it can even be around a lot of women. One thing that my grand aunt always told me, she said, you will be friends. You will have lifelong friends of women who are confident within themselves. And that has happened. The friends that I have, including you, are women who are confident in their God-given talents and skills and your purpose. And so I think what happens is throughout our life, we spend time always kind of, not wanting other people to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And tend to tone it down.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big thing that I definitely can relate to as well, too, because, I've seen a lot of postings like on social media, people saying, I was told as a child, I talked too much or I was too loud or, all these different things. And at the time as a kid, you're like, what's the problem? Like, I'm just being me. And because other people don't recognize that really what is happening is, your anointing is coming forth. So what people see as bossiness, it's like, no, God has called you to be a leader. And that leader is rising up out of you because it's in you. But they misinterpret it. And then because of their misinterpretation, now you hear, oh, I'm bossy. And then instead of you, because at 8 years old, you don't have the intellectual capabilities of really processing and understanding, hey, that what they perceive as one thing is really not it. And this is the truth of who I am. Because you're a kid, we're still processing, still learning and growing. And so we just take on, well, okay, maybe I am bossy. Well, I don't want to be bossy. So as you said, let me shrink back or let me hide so this person won't think I'm this and I can kind of blend in. And for me, it made me realize that for many years, like I personally was like being this chameleon and trying to blend into whatever environment and make myself palatable for other people. And I'm like, but I'm not being my authentic self.
Right. And there's so many times that I've heard, well, you think you all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, at that time I'm thinking like, what do you mean? Like, there are times when I don't even think, when I was younger, there were times when I didn't even think that much of myself. So like, what do you mean? I think I'm all that, but I think now I understand that was really a reflection of the other person.
Yes.
Their experience, their perspective. But, you mentioned something about talking too much. And
yeah.
I was that kid that my report cards every single year, elementary school, it was always, Andrea talks too much. Andrea goes around and helps everybody in the class before she gets her work done. Andrea is a great student, but she has to stop talking. But I always say that our childhood gives us clues because
it does.
I talk.
Yes, and that same thing. I'm like, yes, God has given me, both of us, the gift of being able to speak and to empower women around the world. And who would have thought? And let me tell you, I can't remember. I may have gotten it on my report card, but I remember my sixth grade English teacher literally moved me from one part of the classroom to another part of the classroom because I was talking too much to, at the time, my best friend. And I'm like, what? But I would get my work done. I would do my work and stuff. So it wasn't like I was just talking and not doing my work. But mm-hmm. It's like, okay, you talking too much. And I'm like, what? But here we are today. We're speaking and we're changing lives. So like you say, our childhood, gives us clues. And you mentioned earlier that you were hiding. So what was the moment that you realized that hiding was costing you more than showing up? Like, even if you were afraid, like, what was that moment that you realized, like, hiding was costing you more?
So I remember when I retired, I was a paralegal for over 25 years. And I remember when I retired, it was right around the time I had just started an event decor business. And when I started my business, Madison, my daughter at 7 years old, she said, well, if mommy can have a business, then I want a business. Aww. And so right around that time where, you know, her business really started to flourish. I mean, I was doing well decorating spaces for events and entrepreneurial conferences. And I was doing good and I was enjoying it in the beginning. And as Madison started to get more exposure for taking pictures of little girls and their dolls, and then, you know, some of her philanthropy work, taking pictures of foster children, and, you know, she started to get a lot of media attention. And so at that time, I had a decision to make. And I had to say, okay, because, you know, especially after she photographed President Barack Obama at 9 years old, like you mentioned, then she ended up being on the Steve Harvey show. And she did a couple of things with Steve where she was his special correspondent on different red carpets for Tyler Perry movies, for John Legend's movie, South Side with You. And there came a point where he would say, I need Madison in Hollywood on Wednesday. And it's Sunday.
Wow.
And
oh,
so
my God.
I couldn't continue my business because I can't tell a bride, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be here this weekend anymore because my daughter needs to travel. And I couldn't keep taking that kind of time off from work. And I really felt like it was the time as a mom to really pour into my daughter. And so I stopped working completely and I just trusted God, you know, on that. And eventually became an entrepreneur full time. But once I walked away from being a paralegal, I found that I had allowed those 25 years of being a paralegal to really define me. And so I would find myself at networking events, meeting other, you know, other women. And I felt myself kind of pulling back. Like I couldn't say anymore that I was a paralegal, that I was the liaison to the outside counsel for the company that I worked for, the international company that I worked for. I didn't have that corporate cred. And I felt as though being an entrepreneur and starting my own business, like it wasn't enough. And that was the time, that was the moment in time where I remember going to these networking events and feeling like, it was like the first time I felt like I wasn't enough. And so
wow.
I realized that as I started to walk more in my entrepreneur journey and with me working with women, and I realized that women weren't interested so much in what I've done or what I was doing or what I wasn't doing. The women that I was working with, they were more interested in what I brought to the table, literally.
Yes.
They wanted what was on the inside of me. They didn't care what my hair looked like. They didn't care whether I wore makeup or not. They didn't care the clothes that I wore. They didn't care about the outside. They wanted what was in my heart, what was in my mind, and what was going to come out of my mouth. And so
yes.
That's the turning point for me when I realized that I had allowed my job, my corporate job, to define me when there was so much more to come. And at that time, I didn't realize it. And I look back now and we're like, what, 12, if I'm doing the math right, 12 years in. And I'm like, wow, look what I've accomplished in these 12 years, especially within the last 3 of showing up, shining, and no longer hiding.
Ooh, I'm trying to tell you. So you have literally given us a life lesson, a couple of life lessons, actually. First and foremost, like, how amazing is it that your daughter is able to be inspired by you and have that inkling of like, okay, I'm seeing my mom operate a business and what kind of impact you're making. And for her to be so inspired, say, I can do that too. And that's the beauty of showing up and shining, is that we have no idea who's watching and how we will light a spark in them. And then they get the courage to also show up and shine in their own brilliance as well too. So that was a huge thing. So, oh my gosh. And I'm pretty sure you're like, hey, I'm just doing what I love to do at this moment in time. And you're pretty sure that, hey, okay, Maddie is seeing you, but like, wait, she's really paying attention? Like, wait, she wants to start a business now? And I think it's so beautiful that you are willing to say, you know what, I want to support my daughter with her dreams as well too, and that you were willing to step away from everything that you were doing to make sure that she also experienced that full support from you, and that the opportunities that she got, like, otherwise she wouldn't have gotten them had you not stepped away. So that was a huge sacrifice for you for a season that you were able to do that. And also, that lets people know that Andrew is the real deal. You can make people show up and shine, give them the courage and the tools to the point where you never know. You may be photographing the president of the United States working with you.
It was really amazing to watch her when she first came to us, my husband and I, and said that she wanted to do a business, and she wanted to pick up a camera and take pictures. She asked a friend of ours who had a local photo studio at the time, and she said, I want to take pictures, and I want people to really, she didn't want people to see her as a baby. She wanted people as a businesswoman. And she was seven. She was seven. And so she asked her, she said, can I rent your photo studio out and have a photo shoot? She wanted to bring her friends there, and she wanted them to bring their American Girl dolls so that she could take pictures of them with her, with their American Girl dolls. And so my friend asked her, what is your budget? And she said, I can do $2 an hour for 3 hours. And so she ended up doing that. And so what we thought was just going to be like this cute photo studio, photo shoot, you know, she was just going to have fun. She was so focused, and she was in charge, and she was telling everybody what to do, how to do it, where to stand, who's next, pose like this. And she was 7 years old. We thought it was just this fun kind of play date type thing. And, mm-hmm. you know, It ended up being a play date on steroids. But what came out of that is people started to notice. So first there was local newspaper. So they wanted to do a story on her. So, you know, they followed her in her being in her element. So taking pictures of children outside at the park. And then it just grew from there to the point where she ended up being on one of the national syndicated talk show. And so she just started getting all of this media attention. And then it was magazines and radio. Then she started writing for a magazine, and she wrote for the magazine from she was 9 or 10 for 10 years, just last year.
Wow.
When she did her last article for them, and she's been on the cover. And so those are the type of things that you don't see happen often. The lessons that she learned, you don't learn that in school. You don't learn it in textbooks. And so we pulled her out of school for a couple of years. We homeschooled while we were traveling, and wasn't anything that I expected to do. It wasn't anything I was used to. It wasn't anything I had heard about. We were just kind of going by the fly of, you know, and just figuring it out as we went along. But one thing that I can say is, especially when it comes to being a mom, is you have to follow your child's lead. You yes. see what it is that they love and what they're passionate about, and then you do all that you can to nurture it. And so when I thought about it in that respect, there was no way that I could, you know, just keep doing what I was doing. And we needed the money, of course, but I just trusted God that he was going to provide and that I would be able to do this with my daughter. And to see her now at 19 years old and she's still dreaming big, and to know that, wow, we had a part in that.
Yes.
It makes me feel good.
You should absolutely feel proud of her, proud of yourself, because you, thankfully I did not experience this with my parents, but when I first went off to school, I majored in theater, and that is not an area. Art period is not the thing that you want to tell your parents that you're going to school for. But thankfully I had parents who were like, hey, if that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it. But I did have people that's like, oh, you're not going to make any money at this. You should try to do this. You should try to do that. And so there were so many other people though, once I got to college as a theater major, where they were like, they wanted to major in theater or some type of art form, but they didn't because, well, my parents say that they wouldn't pay for this or whatever the case may be. But the thing about it is that there is a reason why there's a natural pull and a tug, whether it's art, whether it's law, whether it's medical, whatever it is that your child has this innate passion and pulling for. Like, there's a reason, you know, for that. And so it's just so disheartening to know that there are people who are not living out their dreams fully and fully following in their purpose because of what somebody else said and the lack of support that they received. So the mere fact that you were so dedicated to the point where you left your job and you paused your own business for a while to support your daughter, that speaks volumes, Andrea, and that's not everybody's experience. So kudos to you for being super mom, okay?
But I couldn't have done it without my husband because he held down.
Yes. So, oh, listen, you know. Listen, we're going to tell Pastor Gordon, thank you too. Thank you for holding down the fort. Okay, your husband's going to go kill me. He's going to be like, Pastor, what?
Listen, you are not the first one. And I'm just like, because Pastor, if y'all are making him Pastor, you know what that makes me. And no.
Hey, you are a colorful and hip First lady, okay?
Listen, the world ain't ready for this one, okay?
yes, we are definitely ready because we need you. We need that colorfulness, okay? But you said something else. You said when you walked into rooms and you were in spaces and you felt like, oh my gosh, I'm not enough because I no longer have this career, because you were now in different spaces due to the opportunities that you have pursued and also the opportunities that your daughter were pursuing. So that put you in so many different spaces and arenas that I'm pretty sure you never imagined being in. And then now to say, hey, I am no longer tied to this identity of being a paralegal. What was that shift for you where you were like, you know what, I am not caring and not allowing this identity to define who I am? Like, what finally shifted for you where you finally decided, I'm not hiding anymore and I'm not being tied to this old version or this title that I once had?
Well, you know what, the key thing that happened was I was asked to speak at a conference where there was going to be over 300 women at this conference. Mm. I had done smaller speaking engagements in the past. Nothing really big, nothing as, like you would say, as an entrepreneur or calling myself a speaker or anything like that. And I've never been shy to speak in front of large audiences, as long as I know what I'm talking about. But I was asked to do this and I was kind of nervous about it. And the amazing thing that happened, and I'll try to make this a very short story. The amazing thing that happened is that I realized my worth. That my worth wasn't a rank or a title. my worth was what God created in me, who he made me to be. And so where I was a part of a company and I was asked to speak, I wasn't one of the leaders in this company as yet. A few months later, I became a leader in the company, but I wasn't at the time. And so I didn't think that I was qualified to be on the stage. And because everyone else that was going to be on that stage were leaders in the company. And so what I realized was a couple of months later, I met this woman at another event where I was asked to speak again. And she came up to me while I was getting my lunch. And I remember having this cute little, like a box. It was like a little cardboard, almost like a little lunch box, just a little box, getting my lunch. And I was admiring it. Like, this is so cute. I love this. You just brought back all of these memories from school when I had a lunch box. You remember the metal lunch boxes?
Yes.
Hobby lunchbox. So I'm giving away my age. But I remember this woman coming up to me while I was getting my lunch, and she pulled me aside and she said, "Thank you so much for sharing your voice and your story." She said, "Thank you for sharing your voice." She said, "It's because of you and when I heard you speak and what you said that made me realize that I am worth it, that I am worthy, that I do have value." She said that she had made plans to end her life.
Wow. Oh my God.
Hearing me speak that changed everything for her. So that was the moment when I realized how much my voice matters and that we all have a story. And we don't know what other people are going through. And we don't know who is watching. Even when it says zero on the live or one or two or three. And we think, man, I don't want to go live or I don't want to speak in front of. There's nobody here. Nobody's showing up. We don't realize how God uses us when we surrender our voice
yes.
to him. And so imagine if I hadn't showed up at that event and spoke. Imagine if I didn't go live and share and speak and use my voice. What could have happened? I often teach, and this is something that is in my book, I often teach about the girl in the closet. And I remember talking about this and training on this and sharing with other women entrepreneurs why we go live. We go live so that they can live. Whoever they is, they are not going to comment on your live. They are not going to share the live. They are not going to tell you that they were live with you. You'll never know who they are. But just imagine the girl in the closet. It's dark and her face is being illuminated by her phone screen. Hopefully she's using an iPhone, but that's besides the point. That was just
Team crazy. Android. Team Android. Team Android.
She's watching you. Because you decided to show up. She's watching you because you decided that, you know what, I do have a headache and I don't want to go live. I don't feel like showing up, but I'm going to show up anyway because I know that there's somebody out there that needs what I'm going to say, that needs to hear what I have to say. And so you showed up. And so she's hiding in this closet looking at you live, and you have allowed her to escape what she's going through at home. And the funny thing about it is, as I was telling this story live, my daughter, who is also an artist, she sketched it out. The picture is actually in the book. She sketched it out. And the part that really got me was that as I was talking about it, and I was talking about, you don't know what people are trying to escape from, or hiding from, or trying to get away from. And her aggressor could be on the other side of that door, and all you see is just this slither of light under the door, out, and like the feet, you know, there. And it was such an amazing moment. It was such, it was so incredible to see. She came running to me and she says, "Look, mommy, look what I did as you were talking." And so not only was I able to share that live, but she gave me a visual. And yes, we don't realize what God does if we are just obedient. What God can do with our yes. And we have to know that we are, our stories matter, our voice matters, we matter. And yes, the more that we walk in that is the more that we are actually giving other women who watch us, follow us, see us, giving them permission to walk in their greatness as well. So this is my first book, Show Up and Shine, The Busy Woman's Guide to Bold Visibility and Faith-Driven Leadership. The foreword was written by Marshawn Evans Daniels. And this is the picture.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Madison, she go on ahead. You better go ahead and do that prophetic art, okay? Mama's speaking it and she's drawing it. Oh man. But I mean, it's just such a powerful visualization. And Andrea, what you shared, it goes to my mantra of, you never know that through the written and spoken word, like, you could save somebody's life and you don't even know it. And so I know that's why you continue to show up and shine every day, because you don't know who's going to be in your life. And that's why for me, I'm committed with my podcast and bringing back my online magazine, because I'm like, God, somebody needs to hear whatever it is that you want to release in the earth. And because we don't know people's situation, but we can speak a word and change somebody's life and not even know it. So I thank God for, first and foremost, for you showing up, even though you didn't feel like you had the credibility to show up with the leaders at your job on the stage. But in the eyes of God, whether man gave you a leadership title or not, you were already a leader. And the mere fact that you spoke in such a way that it literally saved somebody's life. And so I have to ask you, when she shared that moment with you, what were your thoughts in that moment when she shared that with you?
I felt humbled, and my first thoughts were, my God, what if I didn't show up? Mm-hmm. Those are my first thoughts. Like, I just thought, like, wow, you know, God, you used me. This little girl from the Bronx, you used me to literally change the trajectory of someone's life. And my first thoughts were just like, wow, what if I didn't show up?
What if? That's the big question. And we have to remember that although it is us that God is using and partnering with in the earth, it's not about us. When we show up, it really is not about us at all. It's about the person on the other side of the microphone, the person on the other side of the live, they're, however they're viewing it. It's about the impact that God wants to make. So when we don't show up and shine, there's a ripple effect of people not being impacted the way that they're supposed to be, just as much as there's a ripple effect of people being impacted when we show up. So you have to ask yourself, like, God, do I want to negatively impact somebody's life by not showing up, or do I want to positively impact and save somebody's life possibly by showing up and just speaking, writing, and wherever? It doesn't have to just be in church. Like you said, you were on your job. at an event with leaders from your work. And people have to recognize that God is not only trying to show up in the four walls of a church, that he wants to occupy every space, government, you know, at our jobs, in our communities, at school, wherever we are called to show up with God's presence and make sure that he's honored and glorified, and that whoever we're supposed to impact, that they are impacted too. And so I am just like so thankful, because when you shared that, I was like, wow, wow. Like, what a moment of somebody saying, hey, and I'm just thinking about how vulnerable she had to be to say, hey, I was getting ready to end my life, but what you shared, you speaking today, gave me the courage and reminded me that I am worth so much, that I am worthy. And and her life has meaning. Yes. Her life has meaning, and that her existence is absolutely necessary. And so I don't know if you're still in contact with her, but I'm just thinking, like, by her being here now, whose life has she impacted because she's still here? It's a chain reaction.
We call that the shine effect.
Okay, the shine effect. Okay, let me stand corrected. The shine effect.
Yes, we call that the shine effect. And we actually
remember we did an anthology.
Yes. Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Okay. So y'all definitely got to get all of Andrea's books. Do you hear me? I do not have the Shine Effect book yet, but I do have the other two, the devotional and your first Show Up and Shine book. I have those two. So I got to get the Shine Effect as well too. But I'm telling you, Andrea, like, we really think about the people, even if we don't know them, we don't know the woman in the closet, but we know that there is a woman in the closet. And so when we think about them, the times that we don't want to show up, or the times that we feel like, hey, we don't have anything to give, or whatever the case may be, when we think about that person in the closet, it just does something. It's like, you know what? I have to show up. Because if we think about it, somebody showed up for us.
That's right.
Somebody That's right. showed up for us. We would not be where we are today if somebody else didn't show up and shine. And the same way with you, Andrea, you showed up and you shine, and your daughter was like, yes, I can show up and shine too. And then she's helping other people to show up and shine. So the shine effect is in effect, okay? So what would you tell someone after hearing this amazing conversation? What would you tell someone who's listening in, who is ready to show up and shine? They're like, listen, Andrea done dropped so many gems. I'm ready. I am ready to show up and shine. What would you tell her? She might be still a little bit afraid, a little bit terrified, but what would you tell her to encourage her to show up and shine?
So one of the first things that I would tell her, I would remind her of who she is. I would remind her of who created her and what she was created with, what was put inside of her before she was even in her mother's womb. So I would remind her she is fearfully and wonderfully made. I would remind her that she is a masterpiece, and that you can be a masterpiece and a work in progress at the same time. So a lot of times we tend to disqualify ourselves because we don't feel that we're good enough. But if you know who you are and you realize that, you know what? He's still working on me. Yeah. I can still do what he called me to do. I can still walk in my godly purpose. There's still something for me to do here. There are other people that need to hear my voice. They need to hear what I went through. They don't need all the gory details, but they need to know, how did you get out? Mm-hmm. How was your life different afterwards? And so that would be the first thing that I would do. And then the second thing that I would tell them is to join a community. Join a community. The Shine Crew, we have the Shine Academy. And the Shine Academy is a place where we all come together and we encourage each other.
our presence alone, because we're writers, we're authors, we are entrepreneurs, we have businesses, we're musicians, we're doing all sorts of things. We're trying to build something in this earth to further the kingdom. And so joining a community of people who are doing what God called them to do, and we're doing it together, that alone is accountability. Just being yes. in the room with other people holds you accountable, because you can't just hang out in the shadows and hide when you are in the room with people who are making sure that they're showing up, making sure that they're shining, making sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do, being who God called them to be. And so the Shine Academy, if you don't already have a community to be a part of, come on and be a part of the Shine Crew. Come on and get into Shine Academy, where you're going to learn so many different things. Learn about building your business, branding yourself, walking in your purpose, understanding that confidence doesn't come first, but consistency comes first. And what can we do to be consistent? And being a part of a community, I believe that is one of the most important and the strongest ways to remain consistent is to be yes. a part of a community. So I would remind her of who she is, and then I would say, join us so that you can see other people who look like you, who act like you, who are trying to do some of the things that you're trying to do, so you don't feel alone, but you feel empowered. You feel supported. You feel like, wow, if she can do that, I can do it. Let me go ahead and try.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just love how you packaged that so beautifully, Andrea. Like, literally, you have encouraged us. You have inspired us. You have made us laugh. Somebody might cry as well, too, because you have dropped some nuggets and you have touched the heart in such a beautiful way. And I totally agree with you that it is so important for us to know who we are and what we carry, which is why the enemy fights us so hard, because he does not want what God has placed on the inside of us to be deposited in the earth. And he wants to attack our identity, because when we are in an identity crisis, we will not show up and shine in the way that we were called to, because we will be all over the place trying to figure out who we are and trying to fit in. And God is like, listen, I called you to be who I called you to be, and that's it. Not anything else that anybody else has told you or what life circumstances have made you believe, but we have to be our authentic selves. And the beautiful part of it is that we don't have to do it alone, that we can be a part of a community. And so I'm so thankful to be a part of the Shine Academy. So with that being said, like, can you tell our listeners how they can be a part of the Shine Academy and how they can stay in contact with you? Because listen, Andrea be dropping gems on gems on top of gems, okay? Every day, 10 a.m. live on Facebook, okay? So the people need to know.
To think I didn't want to do that. To think I told God no for years when he called me to go live every weekday morning at 10 a.m. To think I said, nope, I'm not the one. And here I am almost 3 years later, going live every single weekday morning just to share my devotions, to share yes. my heart, which is ultimately his. And it's kind of crazy to me that is what I'm doing. And that's what I've been doing for the past 3 years. But if you want to stay in touch with me, and if I can offer your yes. audience a free gift.
Absolutely.
The free gift is, it really unfolds Madison's story in a way that helps you to also feel like your dreams can come true. And so if you go to shinewithandrea.com/free gift, so that's shinewithandrea.com/free gift, you will get a 20-page PDF that is very pretty because I'm a creative. I designed yes. the cover of my book.
And absolutely. You got to show them the pages.
And it has pink pages.
Yes.
You know, do you remember this back in school? This book belongs to.
Yes, absolutely. I got to say, Andrea, listen, look, you're showing the book, but I have to say, listen, if you want your book pages to pop, y'all need to connect with Andrea, okay? Because before her, I have never seen pink pages or different color and shapes and styles of letters. I mean, she is a design queen. Do you hear me? And she does it so effortlessly. So if you are an author, if you are doing devotional, you know, whatever it is, if it has pages, look Andrea up because she makes the pages pop. I already told her my next book project, she is going to design my book because that is just genius, okay?
Thank you. So yes, make sure you get your free gift, shinewithandrea.com/free gift. And then if you want to be a part of the Shine Academy, go to shinewithandrea.com/shineacademy. So that's shinewithandrea.com/shineacademy.
Yes. Thank you so much, Andrea. I have adored you. I have appreciated this conversation. And I know when my listeners tune in, they're going to be like, OMG, I need to connect with her. Okay. So I am just so excited about what God is going to do in and through you. And I thank you so much for gracing us with your beautiful and anointed presence here on the Journey to Emerge podcast. And you know, we will definitely have you back again because, listen, you keeps it real and you keeps it fun.
Thank you so much, Sequoia. I am so proud of you and everything
thank you.
You are doing. I cannot wait to see just everything that God is putting on the inside of you and how it's going to touch other women. I'm really excited and I'm so, so honored to call you my sister friend.
Absolutely, sisters in Christ. Yes, I am so thankful that God brought you into my life. And I know that my life, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I wouldn't be showing up and shining in the way that God is calling me to show up and shine if it wasn't for you and so many other women. But I just want to publicly say thank you so much for just being your authentic self. And it gives me the courage to show up and to be my authentic self as well, too.
Aww.
Okay, y'all, listen here. We trying not to cry on here.
Ain't much for me.
Yes, listen, me either. I have such a big cry, baby, and I have learned to be okay with that, okay? Okay, thank you all for tuning in. You all have an amazing day.
That wraps up today's conversation. But here's one thing. Emergence isn't a one-time event. It's a journey. It's choosing yourself over and over again, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it's scary. If today's episode resonated with you, subscribe so you'll never miss a moment. Leave a review and share what hit home for you. Your words help other women discover this space. Follow Kingdom Connector, that's Connector with a K, on social media for daily encouragement and behind-the-scenes moments. Want to go deeper? Head to www.jtepodcast.com and join the email community for insights, tools, and real talk you won't hear anywhere else. Remember, you were never meant to stay hidden. Your emergence matters. See you next time.